Yeah, it is possible. I don't see anything wrong with that. The time frame is adequate, and I think the president did not announce that the election will be held in March. All that he was doing is justifying his extension of a period to go through the necessary procedures and mechanisms of holding an election. But he did not announce, I'm sure he will consult with his colleagues, the principals, and the first determine a date when this thing will be held. But yes, it's possible to hold the election.
Ms. Monzora, you just took some words out of my mouth. I also wanted to come to you on the consultation process with other political parties in terms of proclaiming those dates and also in terms of the by-elections. What are your thoughts?
Well, the proper way of interpreting the court papers filed by President Mugabe is that he is making a suggestion. He is not making a declaration for an election date. He has done that very carefully because he knows that he cannot unilaterally declare an election date. In terms of the global political agreement, he needs to consult with the prime minister and the other principals, which he has not done. So elections cannot be held as a result of declaration by one person in this arrangement. So Rabumbo is correct to say that there is no formal declaration. But the president cannot declare the election on his own. At the same time, the date that has been set is not a realistic date at all. For the MDC, it is not a question of when elections must be held. It is a question of the conditions under which those elections must be held. We want the conditions that guarantee the secrecy of the vote, the security of the vote, and the security of the voter. Once those conditions are present, then we can have an election anytime, any minute, anytime. Right now, and there is a lot of violence going on in the countryside. Only a few days ago, a rally for Professor Washman Mube and his team was disrupted by armed soldiers in Mutoko. And a few days later, CIO confiscated 3,300 T-shirts for the MDC, meant for the 13th anniversary of the MDC, and no arrest has been made. So as long as there is selective application of the law, as long as there is no equal access to the media, the conditions are not right for free and fair elections.
Coming to you, Mr. Gumbo, and looking at the issues that Mr. Monzora is raising, would you say or would you agree with him that conditions on the ground in Zimbabwe are not yet conducive for a free and fair election?
No, I don't agree with him. All I want to say is that who creates those conditions? It's us, Zimbabweans, who have to create those conditions. As far as we are concerned, the situation in Zimbabwe is fairly normal. It's peaceful. People do what they like. They write what they like. They do whatever they want. So I don't see what Comrade Monzora is moaning about. The issue of the broadcasting corporation and their failure to access media, television, and the other things. I mean, it's really up to them. If there are issues which are serious, which are required, yes, definitely they will welcome. Each time Tsvangirai does something, comes out on Zimbabwe television, I don't know what they want. Look, the question of reforms that they are talking about, some of these things are procedural matters. Some of them are parliamentary issues which can be passed in the act of parliament. But we can't just put everything in the constitution. I don't think that is fair. He talks about ZANU-PF bringing issues 266. You are talking of comma, full stops, and the spelling. You know, that's what is there. There are certain critical issues that we raise. And those critical issues are the ones which we think will be taken to the all stakeholders' conference. Amend this paragraph, amend this sentence, and so on. So that's what he's talking about. So they are not 266 changes or so on. Let me also make this point clear. It's unfortunate that our compatriots don't seem to understand the procedures. They were involved in the constitution-making process. Mr. Monzora was involved deeply. What we are saying is, after everything is said and done, the draft constitution which they produced, which was initialed, from my point of view, it was initialed. It was not signed because they can't sign the thing without taking the document to the principals. But the MDC thinks because they initialed the thing, so everything must go to the all stakeholders meeting without actually see the principles. But there's nothing in the GPA which talks about management committee, which is the one which drafted that thing. No way. But they harp about this thing without taking into account that there are certain procedures, normal procedures, educated in the civilized ways of doing things.
Yes, you raised this issue about the constitutional referendum. So, Mr. Monzora, Mr. Mugabe is saying that the referendum should be in November. Is that realistic?
No, it's again not realistic. The constitution is being written in terms of Article 6 of the Global Political Agreement, which article His Excellency the President is a signatory to. I'm sure they owe the Zimbabweans a duty to read what that article says. The article says that the people who are tasked with drafting the constitution are the Parliamentary Select Committee, not the principal. It doesn't say the president and the prime minister must meet and negotiate. It does not say that.